One lady, one mission, to get you on your feet. Welcome to Dear Creative Me. I am your host, Kelsey Nyaga, and let's dive in.
Hi everyone. Welcome back to episode 14 of Dear Creative Me. And this is us being us, and we're no idea is a bad idea. And I was having this kind of thingy on my status on WhatsApp, and I remembered this thing I used to say in the very, very beginning of this podcast, that no idea is a bad idea, and how good idea, what bad idea. And I realized that nobody got that. You know, I'm looking back and I don't even get it myself. Anyway, if you're new to this episode, welcome to this episode. And if you're not, this is not your first time, thank you for coming back. You know, I'm so glad. And you want to join our community at DearCreativeMe_podcast on IG. Did I say IG? Instagram. I will say it in full. Instagram. On Twitter, just use the hashtag DearCreativeMe. And we do have a Facebook page. Yes, we do have a Facebook page. Just DearCreativeMe. You'll find us there. Every single update will be on those three platforms. And then, how's your week been, sweetie? How's your week been? I want to know, you know. Come comment on, you know, on those platforms. Let me know how your week has been. My week has been a lot, because the stress of going back to school, and you know, having anxiety, and it was on Sunday. You know, like it's these problems that you go through because you do not learn from your mistakes. And my mistake was not listening to my intuition. Yeah. If you're a girl, you know. If you're a lady, you know. Intuition is something you need to listen to, because our intuition just, it's a gift. It just didn't happen by mistake. Intuition. So it's this thing about me and friendships, and you've had me go on about this friendship stuff. Yeah, I didn't listen to my intuition, and it was telling me this is not going to go right. Just stop it. I was like, what could go wrong? And everything dawned on me yesterday. I cried. And I know you're going to be, oh, sweetie, who made you cry? I ain't going to tell you that, but just know I cried. I had mascara on, so I did cry. I was having anxiety issues and all this, just, you know, I was just going on about my crying. Then I just looked at my laptop. You know, if you're single, you know your laptop is always on your bed. That's one sign that you're too single. Anyway, I'm not complaining. So I was looking at my laptop, and these stickers that you put on top, and it's just saying, I know I put a sticker there at the top, and it's like, pray, trust, wait. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5 to 6. And I'm just going to read verse 6 to 7. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So that's all I wish for you this week. As you go on about your day, as you go on feeling like you're getting anxious about, you know, planning and stuff, just read Philippians chapter 4. It's a nice chapter. And guys, I told you that I've been staying in the house for so, so long. Like, at this moment, I'm just alone in the like, everyone just went out. Everyone was going on, you know. I got stuff to do. And I'm just in the house. I'm like, okay, I'll keep the house safe. I'm here. I'll keep the house safe. I'll make a lot of nights. So, finally, I went out on Saturday. Not because it was like a thing I decided to go, like, on a, so please. No, it was a wedding. I was going for a wedding, because I know my mom is a baker, Freedom Cake House, or Freedom Bakers. You know, I actually haven't decided on that, because it's actually mine to decide. So we did have we did have a wedding we were supposed to take to be the matron. My mom was supposed to be the matron, so I was like, why don't I take you? So I took her, and you know, this wedding kind of made me feel a lot of things, a lot of things. I was like, it's so beautiful when two people just get married. It's just, it was just amazing. So I did get out of the house. I did put on makeup. Not full makeup, just the casual makeup, because, you know, my skin doesn't react so well with foundation. So, like, I don't want to be a slave to acne again. anyway. All these shenanigans I keep going on about, just know that today is our story time. Today is story time. And I've just decided that at one point in this podcast, I'm just going to be taking stories from my life and, you know, giving them to you to teach you something. So today we are answering the question why. And the question why is, for me, is why I started the podcast. What made me start the podcast? And for you is, you know, giving you inspiration to find your why. Like, why you're doing what you're doing. And yeah, this is the story we're doing. And let me tell you, bringing myself here so that I can record this thing has been like so hard, because I'm like telling myself, why don't I just skip this week? You know, why don't I just skip this week? I skipped the other one. Why don't I skip this? But I know, and I'm not going to skip. So I'm here and I'm going to record this. Oh, I've actually recorded, just in my back to editing, and I'm going to bring this to you guys, because I love you guys, because I do love you, and I want the best for you. And yeah, I don't know, at some point I'm going to go back to school, and I haven't really decided if I'm going to be recording episodes when I go back to school. You know, it all depends with the workload that I'll be having, because, you know, I don't want to fail. I love this course too much to let myself down like that. Yeah, so we're gonna decide, and whatever God wants us to do, we just gonna roll with that. And yeah, amazing. So without further ado, let's just hop and write it. Let's hop right into it.
Around media, yes, last year. Disclaimer, you're gonna hear some cows meowing. Oh, cows don't meow. Mooing. You're gonna hear cows mooing. They're just my neighbor's cows, and I don't know why he's not feeding them. I'm pretty sure they're hungry. I mean, like, they give him milk. Why isn't he feeding them? Or he's not home. I don't know. I have no idea. Just disclaimer, you're gonna hear a lot of cows and probably chicken. I have no control over that. Anyway, so 2019 media, a friend of mine sent me a link. His name is Kiama. He sent me a link to a podcast that he had been featured on, an episode. I'm not pretty sure if it's episode 8 or 9 or 10 or 7, just around there. It had just begun a few months earlier. So he had been featured on Kevin's pod, and I listened to it, and I was amazed. I was like, wow, this is interesting. And the way Kevin was talking was just amazing. He had so much control over what he was saying, and it just inspired me, because he said at one point that he's this kind of person who has a lot of talent. I'm like, oh, Kumbe, I'm not alone in this thing. Yeah. So all that made me think, why not start my own thing? I mean, like, I'm pretty sure I'll be glad I did start this thing. But I was like, I have school, you know, I'm doing engineering. We people behave like we can download water, something. I saw that meme. Kitambo. So but then I was like, I'm in school, I have to do school stuff, and plus I get tired a lot of times, and plus I also sing, and then I also have commitments, and I fed myself a lot of bullshit. I told myself that I wouldn't be able
I have too many commitments. I can't do this. I can't. Yeah. But truth be told, I couldn't. I couldn't do that. So life went on. And later in the year, I met someone. Ooh, Kelsey met someone. Yeah, I met someone. And this guy is just so different, you know? You know, you've met people and then they're just amazing. You're like, how do you exist on this earth with all these other kinds of people? And I have never met your kind. So I met this guy. And he's just amazing. What should we call him? I'm looking for some word in this room. No, that one isn't good. What do we call him? Delamere. Yeah, I eat a lot of yogurt. I love yogurt. So, I met Delamere. You know, Delamere is so good. He's just amazing. Always telling me the nice things. Okay, he's not this kind of person who just tell you the nice things for just the sake. He used to tell me nice things about me because it's me. I know. Okay. I should throw away this kiburi of mine. This pride won't take me anywhere. So he's just, you know, just nice to me. And then he started noticing stuff about me, stuff like how I do stuff like art. I started noticing my art. He started noticing the little things that I do. I was like, ooh, I want someone who notices the little things I do. And he started noticing that, oh, she can sing too. Oh, she plays the violin too. Oh, she can draw. Oh, she can do some stuff with with some pictures. Why not send her? And then he used to send me a lot of pictures of him that I can, you know, edit them. And then when I bring them back, he would be like, oh, this one was blowing my mind. And people who gas me up, I love being gassed. So he's just so nice to me. You know, we continue this friendship and it's all good. And, you know, he's so supportive. He helps me find myself, you know. And, you know, to make matters even better, he's a listener. So, Mimi kwa nyumba, in the house, everyone is just making me mad. I'm like, guess what? Yeah, and all to him and telling him stuff. Yeah, but now you should know that I am a talker. Very, very, very huge one. Anyway, so things went well a whole year passed. So a whole year, a few months probably, the next year came, 2020 came, you know, we're still friends and, you know, all these things is like getting me attached, you know. Yeah, attachment is real. I'm getting attached to this guy because he's gassing me up. Man, who doesn't like being gassed up? Who doesn't like being, you know, the floors being swept for her to walk? Anyway, if you're listening to this story of mine, please don't judge me. And you know, I'm this age where I'm supposed to be experiencing life and finding out what works for me and what doesn't work for me. So I am just telling you my experience and I'm answering the question why. Yeah, but then this whole story is just about answering the question why. That's why we are having story time today and I'm telling you why. Why? Now, I'll tell you why what at the end. So he's a listener, a good listener. And you know, he's just nice to me, you know. A listener and all those kind of things help me know myself, help me find myself, help me, you know, grow my talents and skills in everything. And you know, I'm just slowly getting attention. Things went well until sometime this year after the pandemic happened in 2020. This 2020 happened and the pandemic happened and suddenly things weren't going so well anymore. You know, somehow I'm just being ignored. Why am I filtering all this? Why am I sieving out all this conflict? And I know it's the good thing about telling stories. So as we continue like this, I'm just being ignored. All of a sudden, someone is just being busy. And I'm like, yo, what's happening? What's happening? So I start stressing because, yo, if you're like me, you kind of struggle with anxiety issues. And you're like, what did I do wrong? Did I, you know, like,
Should I try reach out? What if I didn't check on them? What if I'm not a good person? Yeah, I kind of asked myself a lot of questions, kind of, you know, got myself all tangled up in all of this, and my mind was crisscrossed. And, you know, in this kind of situation where you're just guilty, you feel guilty for being guilty and for feeling guilty, and everything is just you are guilty. You get, like, me, I'm just here, and probably I didn't text somebody good morning, so I am feeling guilty for not texting them good morning. And then all of a sudden, I'm feeling guilty for feeling guilty. You get? That's whole like a cycle of just, ooh, it's painful. Trust me, you don't want to go through that. Or probably you have. Maybe. I don't know. So all that made me withdraw. Like, okay, I'm not wanted in this place. So I just withdrew. And I withdrew, and withdrawing made me go to social media. Yes, social media. And this is why I went. And like, and you're viewing memes, and trust me, memes are not to be viewed or to be viewed from the heart. if you view memes and take them to heart, sweethearts. Depression is knocking. Anxiety is knocking. And you're gonna be, not good. So me and my social media like memes. I love memes. I still do, because they make me laugh. And I'm just seeing and you know, watching little videos. And then there's this small content that people post. Like, what kind of content do people post? That men are trash. You get this small things that people say that I have talked to friends of mine who I know have talked bad behind my back. And you know such kind of things make you feel that, you know, there are people you've actually talked to that have made you feel bad, that have talked behind your back bad things. And you know, it kind of revives all those stuff that, you know, probably you've been hiding and not wanting to think about them so much. So that's what social media did to me. And in a place, I had other attachments. Apart from this attachment, I had others. Because, you know, I like being gassed up. And when you gas up, so I kind of get attached to you. Because I want to be gassed up, you know. And I know it's not good, and I should have worked on that. But all these things, you know, and plus your idol, it's 2020, so you're out there in YouTube, you're looking for ways to earn, how to earn $15,000 just watching a video. Yeah, those kind of videos. And, you know, you're like, yeah, by 2020, I'm going to be a millionaire. Oh, pretty sure you guys went through that. You wait. You didn't go to YouTube and you found a video that was like telling you how to make $15,000 just watching a video. Yeah, the things we go through. When I found this one, that was like how to make $100,000 with just your voice. I'm like, ooh, I want to make $100,000 with just my voice, because I love my voice. Honestly, I love listening to my voice. You know, some people say that they don't like recording themselves talking, because when they hear their voice, they're like, I'm sorry I ever talked. Ah! I am the exact opposite. I love listening to my voice. Ah! Once I usually send voice notes, I can listen to that over and over again, because there's no way somebody can get my intonation when I text. Texts are so overrated. More like, probably text what and what and what. Those are three different things. They mean three different things. Like, what? And what? And what? Like, for example, the first one and the third one. Like, they seem so... How do you differentiate between what and what? Yeah, I know. Just use emoji, by the way. If you don't like using voice notes. So, you know, I got into all that and, you know, idleness. So, I kind of withdrew because I was getting depressed. I was like, oh, this is too much. I cannot handle that. Wait. What did I say? I was getting I was not getting depressed. Because I know there's some... I know my mom's friends are listening to this. And when they hear that, you know, I'm depressed. they'll all go off like, and I was more like evil, you know? I was more like evil, what I've gone to press.
We know you. Anyway, you all know people who are like that. Anyway, so I don't want to say I got depressed because probably of some people who just go out there talking that. And I had a depression. Anyway, it was not depression. It was just an attachment and, you know, some point where you're just in all over your head and you don't know your way out. So I was in that place, so I decided to withdraw, I decided to go offline, and my sister kept on chokozaring me, and she was just teasing me and telling me, "Weba uli delete." She told me, "You deleted WhatsApp, you think we don't know, nanyana kasirisha, you're having boy problems, you're having boy..." Sisters, siblings, they do all this all the time. They just tease you and tease you. You know, the other day she was making a video of me when I had these rasta things of mine. And she was like, "Rasta woman, Rastafarian woman is a peaceful woman." You know, my sister is just the funniest. She's an introvert, yes, but she's the funniest. What's that to me in my dry jokes? Nothing. Ha! She just makes everybody just go off in laughters in the house. So me, I'm just there and I've gone offline and I decided to start thinking about my life and the things that I want to do in life. And I started thinking that I wanted to start a YouTube channel. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to start a business, you know. I want to be a singer. I want to write songs. And then I want to upload them on Boomplay and so and Spotify, you know. Kind of have all these dreams, you know, planned out. And I've written them down, you know. I want to be great. I want to be this person, you know. And all that I'm thinking. And like, it took like a month, just I don't know, I just took my time off offline and I was just at home with my friend, with my family, and as all that I kept on thinking, I kept on writing down and journaling, and I started something that I love. I actually do this all the time. I think I started audio journaling, you get, where I just open my recorder and I talk. I tell my phone what happened during the day. So like, my day went this and this, I met this and this guy, and this chick was acting so stupid, and then how I got anxiety, you know, just audio journaling. And I think someone should make an app for audio journaling where you have like a password for that app, and instead of a diary where you write it down, you have a diary where you can write it down and also, you know, record audios. I love that. So at one point I happened to post a recording that I had made, and okay, not at that time, when I came back from offline, and I posted this recording, and I was just saying something funny because ilini bamba too, so I just posted, and then a friend of mine, you know, I should stop this. I should stop saying a friend of mine. You all know they are friends of mine. Cindy. So Lucy DeFano, she texted me and she was like, "Hey, your voice is nice." And I love the way she, you know, like, she tells me some nice things. Like, they, when she hears me talk, it's caffeinated. You know, that girl is just so unique. No, she tells me. She tells me what? And then she tells me that if I should think about it, I should think about starting a podcast because my voice would be captivating to listen to. You know, it's all caffeinated. I'm like, woo! Yes! Yes, sister! Yes! And by that, I didn't take coffee today. La nilikunywa uji. It was sweet. It was sweet. And now I'm suffering from heartburn. Anyway, so, you know, she like... Then she reminded me that a time like now, last year, I had listened to a podcast and I was so happy. I was so happy. I wanted to start my own. Now that I'm not in school, why not start my own? But then I was like, no, not, it's not yet time. So I just, you know, went on doing my stuff. And then I found, I don't know if this came before, but this happened. I just don't know if it was before the things I've told you. But I got into a competition, which I didn't win, by the way. I didn't win. It was a competition for winning a guitar. I don't even know if people won. I just know I was not in Nairobi, and it was in Nairobi. It was called #SnapPopAndDance by
it was Westgate. They were giving out guitar for someone who would post a video of them singing or playing the guitar. And plus, if it was a giveaway for a guitar, and you all know I have a guitar, I was like, oh, it's worth trying. Yeah, I do have a guitar, but I didn't have it there, so I couldn't record, you know, playing and singing as well. So I think that's why I never got, you know, like a chance of winning. But I never won. But this whole thing opened me to meeting many people. And when I was meeting people and talking to them and finding who has posted and, you know, viewing their profile and like, this would be a good friend. And yeah, so I came across this guy and his name was Kevin. And I was like, okay. Because he seemed to have a lot of comments. I was like, okay, what's the big deal with this person? So I look at the comments and everything and, you know, researching backwards. And I found that he has a pod. And kidogo kidogo, I found that it was the pod that I had actually listened to. So I finally have a face for the voice. Yeah. I was like, whoa. Yeah. I think God wants me to start a podcast, you know, like, because this is two times now, like, from my friend, and now this is me. So I'm like, now, let's find out how we are going to tell mom about this, because my mom is this kind of person who is paranoid, but you know moms are paranoid and cautious about everything. They don't want to lose anything, which reminds me, Jana, she really, because she couldn't trust me. You know, I just wanted to be trusted. I wanted to grow up. You know, like, my sister is the firstborn, so she obviously grew up. And then I'm the secondborn, but I'm the lastborn girl. And then my brother, and you know, after my dad passed away, my brother was like the only guy in the house. So he obviously had to grow up. So when he grew up, I'm like, he just matured. So I am by default now the smallest. Yeah, and you kind of not... You're not trusted with anything. So I had to, like, you know, come around with some way to tell her to actually trust me with starting a podcast. So I went off planning. It's time to plan now. It's time to plan. You know, I prayed about it. I was like, this is now the place I want to do. This is the place I want to be right now. This is the place I want to focus my energy on. I want to stop focusing my energy on what other people think of me or what other people say that I am, and actually start defining me. Because all this, all that depression, all that, it was not depression. Okay. maybe it was. I don't know. Probably. But all that situationship, all that situation that happened was because I was caring too much about what other people have to say about what I do and what I'm doing. And I prayed about it. And I was like, this is the place God wants me to be. So I started a podcast on 8th. Okay, my first episode was not out on 8th. That's when I started planning. That's when I prayed about it. That's when I put a yes on this. So, and I was like, this is where I want to find peace. This is my place of peace, you get. This is a place where I just want to come and talk and just be myself without caring that anyone has to judge me, because this is a space I have created for myself. You know, because, so, let me take you back. When I went offline, I was like, I want to start building. But not building a house, like, physically, hypothetically, in my mind. You see, the way people build up walls around them because they don't want to be hurt. I was like, walls are not bad. They prevent you from being hurt, but they also prevent you from finding good things and experiencing life. But what if I don't want to just build a wall, because, you know, a wall will, like, put people off? How about just build myself a house that looks nice, a house that instead of people wanting to break my walls, people want to come in. You get? People want to knock at the front door and they want me to let them in. You get? That's the kind of wall I wanted to create, a kind of wall that is a house. And if you know me, you know that I love manor. I love manor house. I love these houses which has have compounds and which have like huge farms around them, and which have you know, a lot of rooms to them, kind of looking like a castle, but just a manor. I think there are houses that are supposed to, that these huge houses that marquises have. I don't know. I didn't research. I love reading old novels, but I didn't think I've read a novel that has. Oh yeah, I have. I have read *Storm and Silence*, where Marquis Andrews and the house was a manor. That's yeah. I think those are the So I was like, I love manor houses, so why not create a hypothetical manor? So I was like, starting with the foundation, I want my foundation to be no, not starting the foundation. Finding a good ground, you know, finding a good ground where you want your manor to be. So I was like, no, I'm not building no walls, it's building a manor house. Hypothetically, I love metaphors. So I searched for land, and searching for land is looking for a place of peace, a place that is quiet, a place that is you know, serene and tranquil. And by meaning a place, I'm not looking, I'm saying go look for a farm or a shamba. No, find it in your heart and your mind. Have peace within, you know, finding peace from yourself and within, and not from other people, you know. That's how I found my farm. That's how I found this is a good grounds to start building. And then I started off with a plan, because you don't just go off, you know, building a house. You need an architect to draw you a plan. So I had friends help me out, and you know, kind of praying about it and asking God what it is He wants me to do with my life. So I made a plan of how I want me to appear. Like, when people hear Kelsey, this is what they associate me with. Get. So, and then I was like, I have my plan. Now it's time to go off on the foundation. So my foundation was most definitely and obviously God. Yes, I had to put Him as my foundation, because with Him, I am unshakable. Mm-hmm. Say that again, sweetheart. Unshakable. Preacher. Anyway, so at that point I was feeling good about myself. I was feeling, you know, not yet fulfilled, but I was feeling like progress. The reason I do anything is because what gives me the motivation to keep on doing something is progress. When I see progress, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna keep on doing this. I get the energy to find, and also appreciation. When someone appreciates me, I get like the energy to just all of a sudden do everything. So once I was feeling that this, I'm making progress out of this attachment I had gotten into, out of everything, and doors that needed to be shut were getting shut. Mm-hmm. Doors that needed to be shut were getting shut. I'm like, shut the door. And put some chains to make it not open. Like, if you got some people you call friends, I'm not saying they're bad, people are bad, because good and bad, I just realize it's such a huge thing to consider anything either good or bad. It's so subjective and so intense if you actually get to think about it, what is good and what is actually bad, and if you actually get a Bible perspective of it. Yeah, a friend of mine has been just telling me that nothing is good in this world. I'm like, I can't quite get it, so I will stop calling anything good or bad. And then, you know, these people who don't wish anything good for you, like these people who think you're crazy, who call you crazy. Yeah. There's people who make you feel bad about everything that you do, who are like, you don't deserve anything, you're not worth it. And I'm like, identify those kind of people and just shut the door on them, because, yeah, your mental health is very important. And I know Jesus loved everyone the same way, but, sweetheart, you don't want to go mad, okay? You don't want to go mad, so just do take care of yourself.
sawa. So kind of shut those doors and put chains, and like, these are not doors that I want to open anytime soon. So, and then I got into building, like the foundation. Foundation was gone, and I was like, it's time to start building on the wall. So I opened. Now this is the point where somebody now realizes that there's something being built here. So I went from, I came out of offline and started now coming out. That's when I started doing the podcast. I was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna make my sitting room, probably not my sitting room, but my walls. Let me start my walls. And I don't know what it is that to building, because not that I'm doing building and construction or anything. I don't know the theory behind it, all that. But that's when I started building. And, you know, this is me building my house. And my house hypothetically means me starting a podcast, me starting to do the things that I love, me starting to explore the things that I can do, me starting to love me for who I am and how weird I am and how crazy I might seem to most people, and how extroverted, and how sometimes I get anxious, and how sometimes I don't learn, you know, things when they come, and how I sometimes I don't listen to my intuition and it is always right. Yeah, and how I make bad decisions sometimes, and how it's difficult for me to make other decisions, you know, because I have me, you know. It's not like it's not like somebody, probably you get married to somebody and till death do you part, but somewhere along the way you get divorced. No, I have me. It's me I'm having. Like, it's me I'm having till death do me part. Like, do you get it? Like, it's me I'm marrying before I marry someone else. That is, even when I marry someone else, I'll still be married to me. Because it's all the flaws that I have, I have to, like, accept them, because it's, I can't change me, and I don't want to change me. So why don't I start accepting who I am, how I am? And so this podcast has just been a place for me to reflect on the things that I am doing as a creative, because I call myself that. I am a creative. I am a creator. I love to create stuff. I love being artistic and all. And so I was like, so people are here, like me, afraid of starting things, afraid of doing stuff. And I just wanted a place for us, you know, a place where we can just be us, and a place where you can come and feel motivated to go do stuff in a different way, to go do stuff in the way that you've been thinking as well, and to change a little bit things in your life. So in this process, it served as a reminder to me and everyone else, you know, a place we can talk. And when I started planning, I definitely involved my BFF. I asked my family, you know, blessings and blessings and blessings. I need blessings. Anyway, but what I have to say to you all right now is, don't pressure yourself about things that you haven't done, or things that you think at the age of 18 or 20 or 22 you're supposed to be doing. No, take it easy on yourself. Don't be mad at yourself. Things will align them as God has planned them. Yes, he said in the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 22, at the right time I, the Lord, will make it happen. Get so stop being anxious about anything and having pressure upon yourself that, oh, I'm 20 and I have never ever dated. Stop it. Just hold on right there and be comfortable with who you are. At the right time, God will make it happen. And this song by Ben Platt, and he says, and when you're younger, you wish you're older. And when you're older, you wish for time to turn around. And then he says some other things. And at some point he says, life will find you when it's supposed to. So stop pressuring yourself, and, you know, and don't pressure yourself about stopping to pressure yourself, because that's a whole cycle. And I totally understand. So I hope you get something from all this. And I hope that you get your reason why, as to why you start doing stuff and doing the things that you love.
Anyway, I really hope you enjoyed this, you know, episode. And that's it. I love you guys.
Anyway, that's it for this episode, guys. I really hope you're not leaving here the same way you came. And if you do, please share with your friends and family. Let them get to know this episode. Let us become a family, a community together. And stay tuned for next episode on Tuesday next week. And yeah, I hope this episode helps you to grow, flourish, and blossom to what God made you to be. See you next week. Ta-ta!